Portage Place Shopping Center. Studio 393 is a come-as-you-are drop-in studio space for people aged 13 to 29, run by Graffiti Art Programming. The program curriculum is shaped by participants focusing on music production, recording, DJing, creative writing, and podcasting. In addition to a highly qualified staff of practicing artists, Studio 393 also receives local, national, and international guest artists and professionals to facilitate workshops and mentor aspiring and emerging artists. We also offer personal and professional development opportunities. Studio 393 is now open 4 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. For more information, please contact info@graffitigallery.ca or go to www.graffitigallery.ca.
On the fourth Monday of the month, between midnight and 3, so technically Tuesday, but you get it, myself, DJ Sweet Sammy D, takes you on a hair-raising journey through the subterranean murk and the cosmic grandiosity of black and death metal. With a focus on brand new releases, you'll be sure to hear something new, bizarre, engaging, and heavy in more ways than you knew were possible. Join me for Quasar Communion, a division of CKUW's Metal Monday, the fourth Monday of every month at 11:59 p.m. and 59 seconds.
Night.
Tune in every Tuesday night starting at midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning to Night Danger Radio on CKUW.
Where am I? In the village. What do you want? Information. Whose side are you on? That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information.
You won't get it. By hook or by crook, we will. Who are you? The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Afternoon. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I am your host for today, DJ Dilgerkin, here with you for another Tuesday of madness and fun. Today, January the 20th, 2026, a very special another special birthday episode. Birthday today to the legendary Adrian Sherwood, producer extraordinaire on U Sound Records. We'll be going through a bunch of his stuff today, at least as much as I can get through on one show. Yeah, it is. I believe it is exactly his birthday. The last two birthdays I did, yes, January the 20th, 1958. He is 68 years old, still going strong. I was just on the show. I was playing a bit of his new record that came out at the end of 2025 called The Collapse of Everything. A hugely influential figure in music and in general, I think, in dub, the influence of dub music actually looms large in so much rap, hip-hop, electronic music, all kind of manner of music. The influence of dub and reggae is all over the place. It's pretty amazing when you start thinking about it. And we're going to be doing a little tribute to Adrian Sherwood today on his birthday. And, of course, weather report, show listings. No mandatory heavy. It's all going to be heavy today, quite frankly, with Adrian Sherwood. Today, 3:06 p.m. And just a little reminder, it is just a couple weeks. In 2 weeks' time, we are starting our fundraising campaign. Yes, that is Fund Drive. Every year in February for the last 25, 26 years, we've been doing fundraising drives where we get listeners like you to donate to the station. This money is about a quarter of the budget, in fact, and it's fairly modest. Our goal is $60,000 this year, getting to February the 20th when it ends, but overall quite modest in terms of what the station does and needs to do on a week-to-week, day-to-day basis. But nonetheless, we need those listener donations because, you know, a quarter of the budget, we could, you know, we could always use more of everything here. But we really just concentrate on essentials. And as much as it would be nice to have a larger budget, those are just not always the realities we face. And we do a lot with what we have. We really do jam econo. That famous phrase from the Minuteman of doing the most with what you have and using those resources to its maximum capacity. And that is definitely here at the station. It is almost 100% volunteer done. People come in and do their shows, put a lot of effort in, week out. These are 2 weeks out of the year where we turn it around to you, the listener, to help support us with your pledges. And you know, there's t-shirts, there's a friend's card, there's other little things. Those are gifts that we kind of give as a thank you, if you so choose. But really, what you're giving to is having a thing like CKW here in the city. Because while things are not always perfect, things are not a perfect world, but it's one of those things where, you know, if you lose it, you would say to yourself, oh man, you would definitely miss it. And so if either my show, it doesn't have to be my show, maybe there's many other things that you've listened to here on the station that you've really enjoyed or has added a lot of depth and excitement and interest into your life of the things that you hear on this on CKW 95.9 FM, pledge to that come Fund Drive time. Now let's get to it. Our little happy birthday to Adrian Sherwood. We're going to start off with the track Drumming is a Language. This is off of the Vision of Psychedelic Africa, which is African Head Charge, which is a project he did with a percussionist, actually. And they released many records under African Head Charge. And it is... Words really fail to describe. Like, it's... They're certainly taking music from across Africa, percussion and things like that. But I don't even know exactly how you classify it. There's certainly dub techniques in the production and audio and that kind of stuff, but it's beyond that. You'll hear it. You'll hear it. Here is, start us off with our happy birthday to Adrian Sherwood. Here is Drumming is a Language, African Head Charge, right now on Radio Free Winnipeg, here on CKW 95.9 FM.
Say Tuesday.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
And we are back. You're tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgirk, and today, celebrating the birthday of Adrian Sherwood, we just heard the track Drumming is a Language off of the record Vision of a Psychedelic Africa from the On You Sound record label. African Head Charge is a group ensemble led by percussionist Bonjo and Dina Noah, along with an ever-changing group of musicians, some from Dub Syndicate and others playing on the records. Most of the stuff produced by Adrian Sherwood and issued through his label On You Sound, and active since 1981. And yeah, they call it psychedelic dub. I don't know, kind of sort of any and all trying to pinpoint something there is very tough, which is why I like it. What's that line from Frank Zappa? Trying to write about music is like dancing about architecture. There's so many things that are just hard to put into words that you just have to kind of listen to. And hopefully, if not only, you know, getting moved by that, but then hopefully doing a bit of research and understanding where this music is coming from, the influences and all that kind of stuff. I was a very, very late on to Adrian Sherwood and a lot of his music, and specifically dub. We'll hear some Creation Rebel, some of my favorite stuff that he's done later on in the show, as well as Mark Stewart producing a favorite record of mine as well. But this is you know, something that came along way later, and the appreciation of what is going on with dub music, and specifically a lot of the stuff that Adrian Sherwood has done. It's just, yeah, way always on that cutting edge, on that very high point of the wave, I guess, just kind of going along. And when you really listen to a lot of the stuff that they're doing, you hear this, the influence everywhere. It's just incredible. Another track now from continuing on from African Head Charge. This is Songs of Praise from the record. This is called Dervish Chant. Continuing our little happy birthday to Adrian Sherwood here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM. And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerick, and we just heard another track from African Head Charge, Dervish Chant, off of the Songs of Praise record. I don't even know what else to... you know, the music is... you know, you certainly hear that dub influence in a lot of the sounds and obviously what they're doing with the production, but it goes in a totally different direction, right? And that, I don't know. I mean, you wouldn't call it world music because that's almost like kind of, but not really. It's dub, but kind of, but not really. It's just, it's the kind of stuff that I like. It just sort of is beyond any kind of real explanation, like if you could sum it up in like just a couple words, it's very tough. We're gonna hear on the other side of this weather report another track from African Head Charge, and then two Adrian Sherwood produced songs that are a little more rock blues, so stay tuned for that. But as I said, the weather report, we have weather report in the background here. Thank you to Zalno, Pastorius, Erstein, Shorter for giving us the background music right now. Let's take a look at the weather. Perhaps not what we want to hear, but it's important information because it can kill you, the weather. As reported at the Winnipeg International Airport, 3 p.m., minus 18, mainly sunny, wind southwest 15 kilometers. The wind chill is minus 26. It was a little chilly walking. I actually took the bus down here for the first time. No major hiccups. I know a lot of people are having problems with that new bus system. For me personally, getting here wasn't that bad. So hopefully that continues. It looks like minus 18 is going to be where we're going to be sitting at, a mix of sun and cloud, going to periods of light snow overnight. Tomorrow, minus 14 with periods of light snow, cloudy periods, minus 26 overnight. And then we get into some beautiful blue skies and golden sunshine, but with it comes some pretty dastardly cold weather. Thursday, minus 26 and sunny, going down to minus 31. Friday, minus 28, sunny. Overnight, minus 33. Saturday, minus 28 and sunny. Overnight, minus 29. Sunday, minus 24 and sunny. And overnight, minus 27. And Monday, minus 21 and sunny. So this is the warm weather we're getting the next 2 days, and then we dip down by about 10 degrees. So definitely, it's definitely soup season. It's definitely a hot cocoa season. Maybe a nice brown liquid served in smaller glasses, perhaps, with or without ice is in order. Very, very cold. So do take that into account if you're going out. Please dress for the weather appropriately. I know that as I age, I just can't help myself in commenting if someone is not properly dressed for the weather. That has to be a sign of age, where I just shake my head at someone and be like, "What are you doing? What are you doing? You look good in your coat there, but you're clearly not dressed for the weather, young man." Oh boy. Let's take a look at the almanac here. Normal value for a high is minus 11, so we're a little bit below normal minimum temperature at this time of year, minus 21. A highest temperature ever recorded was in 1944 with a plus 5, which is like crazy warm for this time of year. And the year before was, in fact, the lowest temperature recorded in terms of a low, minus 42. Lowest wind chill ever recorded, minus 53. Yikes. And precipitation. Snow on the ground on average is about 17 centimeters. Not sure where we'd be at right now, but the most snowfall on this day was in 1955 with only 4.3 millimeters. And this is not a time of year where we get a lot of snow, right? Obviously, it has to warm up for it to snow. So it's more of that deep freeze crunch where it turns everywhere you walk into styrofoam. Maximum snow on the ground, 64 centimeters in 1956. Yeah, certainly more snow this year than we've had in the past, but certainly not 64 centimeters. Sunrise is about 8:15 in the a.m., 8:17 a.m., and sunset is about 5 o'clock, so 8 hours and 46 minutes of daylight. So it's inching up ever closer, ever closer, ever closer. Now, continuing on with our little happy birthday to Adrian Sherwood, we're going to hear another, we're going to do a set now. This is another African Head Charge track called A Bad Attitude. And then we're going to hear a track that he produced by the artist Little Axe. And Little Axe is the alias of Skip McDonald, who is guitarist. And he did some work with bassist Doug Wimbish, but then they also were kind of the rhythm section for the rap label The Sugar Hill Gang. And he was on some Grandmaster Flash classics like The Message and White Lines. He went on to play and do some stuff with Adrian Sherwood, as Wimbish and him would be on a lot of On You Sound records. So we're going to hear a track called Down to the Valley, which is one of his solo records. This is off of, I believe it's off the Hard Grind record that was released in 2002. And this, all produced by Adrian Sherwood. And then we're going to hear a really interesting called So Hungry, So Angry by Medium Medium. And this is a kind of more of like a post-punk kind of thing going on here. So we can hear in this little set kind of the broad depth that Adrian Sherwood has in terms of a producer, that he's not just doing dub, he's doing rock and blues and sort of this post-punk stuff as well. So here's African Head Charge, Little Axe, and Medium Medium in this set on our happy birthday to Adrian Sherwood here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah, man! A bad attitude is like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until you change it. Yeah, man.
Sing it now.
chance to make a difference in somebody's life. You don't have to be brilliant, rich, beautiful, or perfect. You just have to care. Yeah, man.
Long, 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 long can believe it.
Say Tuesday.
Unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway. Yeah. But don't be hypnotized, no. Reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy.
Yeah. But the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm your host, DJ Dilgerkin, doing a special happy birthday to Adrian Sherwood. We just heard from the top another one from African Head Chart. That was A Bad Attitude. I like that line. Bad attitude's like a flat tire. You can't go anywhere until you fix it. And then Little Axe with Down to the Valley off the record Hard Grind. That's off actually the Fat Possum label. I believe a lot of great blues came out of that label. So Little Axe was the name for Skip McDonald, who did a lot of work with Adrian Sherwood. He was a part of the Sugar Hill Gang rhythm section, went over to England, did a lot of work with Adrian Sherwood there, and also released his own record. He was in a band, Tackhead, that also had Doug Wimbish on it, a great bass player. And so kind of the expansive nature of Adrian Sherwood and what he's... his collaborations there. And then at the end, the post-punk band Medium, they're from England, Nottingham, in fact. They were active 78 to 83. Hungry So Angry was a big single of theirs, and that was apparently that was one of the first records to introduce slap bass to a generally white audience. Obviously, slap bass comes from the thumping and the plucking comes from Larry Graham in Sly and the Family Stone. But great track nonetheless. I'm fond of that that track. Continuing on, 3:50 p.m. with our little happy birthday to one Adrian Sherwood. The trouble with these birthday episodes is I always find that I'm like, oh, there's so much I just don't have time to play. So maybe, you know, next year I'll probably do a Jaco Pastorius birthday and a Mike Watt birthday and a Adrian Sherwood birthday. And I think once I just get run out of stuff to play related to them, maybe I'll move on to some different birthdays. I do have other special birthdays planned for 2026 birthday shows. Obviously, would be remiss to not mark and do a little happy birthday to Miles Davis, as well as Charles Mingus as well, I think are on the docket for 2026 as well. Right, let's get back into another Adrian Sherwood related project. Mark Stewart, who was in the amazing a band, the pop group. Then he went on to do his own his own solo career. Mark Stewart, he died a number of years ago, actually. This is Mark Stewart and the Mafia. This was released on the On You Sound record label as well, produced by Adrian Sherwood. Learning to Cope with Cowardice. This is an amazing record. And these are one of the things I heard about maybe first that really turned me on to Adrian Sherwood was this record. The record after this, released in 1985, Learning to Cope with Cowardice is an amazing name for a record. The record, this was released in 83. The record after that is called As the Veneer of Democracy Starts to Fade. Oddly poignant, is it not? Anyways, we're going to hear the title track, Learning to Cope with Cowardice. This is Mark Stewart and the Mafia, produced by Adrian Sherwood, continuing our little happy birthday to the legendary Adrian Sherwood, here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Nothing. I think I'm learning to cope with cowardice. I think I'm learning to cope with cowardice. Restrained. Docile.
Support for CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit, bringing you live music, community, and connection since 1987. Roll around in the shadows like a cat in the light, I'm scared of
everyone. With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM, and with a Friends card, your dollars will get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub. With a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats, your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start and or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a Friends card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
Tune into On My Way Home, broadcast on CKUW 95.9 FM on Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Hosted by your host with the most, Justin Fuhr, On My Way Home is a show exploring music, lyrics, and literature. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll keep me in your heart for a while. On My Way Home, it's a drive-home show for when you're already home. Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM in one great city of Winnipeg, Manitoba.
And if you can believe it, say Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm talking about the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
And we are back. You are tuned into CKUW 95.9 FM, your campus and community radio alternative media here in Winnipeg since 1999. Yes, this is Democracy Manifest here. We just heard the track from Mark Stewart and the Mafia. So Mark Stewart was a part of the pop group. They disbanded very early in 1980. I think they really only have that one record. Let me just double check. It wasn't very... Yeah. They just have that 1979 record called Why, and then in 1980, the release, How Much Longer Do We Tolerate Mass Murder, released in 1980. Still a very poignant question. But so he... Mark Stewart then went quickly, kind of started collaborating more with Adrian Sherwood, and he did a record with the New Age Steppers, but then he formed the Mark Stewart and the Mafia, and this would be a lot of the people who are then on that, who've already been collaborating with Adrian Sherwood, like I said, Skip McDonald and Doug Wimbish, among others. And so this is the record, Learning to Cope with Cowardice, released in 1983, the title track you just heard. Excellent stuff. If you haven't listened, go down and listen to those records, especially Learning to Cope with Cowardice and As the Veneer of Democracy Begins to Fade are two excellent tracks I suggest you go check out. I think Where I heard about a lot of this, I think specifically Learning to Cope with Cowardice, was some interviews with the bass player from Asian Dub Foundation. And he referenced a lot of this music, not only the dub stuff like Creation Rebel, but also that this record, the Learning to Cope with Cowardice. So I was checking that out and then being like very blown away by what I was hearing. Still some of my favorite stuff. And I think in a lot of ways, I mean, certainly it influenced some people, but I mean, a lot of this music I feel like is almost without peer. It's sort of its own thing happening here with a lot of what Adrian Sherwood is doing. 4:04 p.m. We usually hear the mandatory heavy, but as it's a bit of a special episode, looking at Adrian Sherwood, we're not going to do that today. But next week we will have a mandatory heavy for you. We're going to continue on with more of Adrian Sherwood related stuff. He also worked with Prince Far Eye, one of my favorite reggae artists. So this is a track called Autobiography. This is Cry Tough Chance on You. So this is kind of a compilation of a bunch of stuff that Prince Far Eye released on the On You Sound, or the On You Sound record label put out. This is a track called Autobiography. If you haven't checked it out, Prince Far Eye has got some amazing stuff. And what I love about him is his vocals. And because, you know, you think about a lot of reggae artists, they have, you know, like Bob Marley or Peter Tosh or others have this, they have this really nice kind of singing voice, right? Like there's sort of this nice quality to it. Prince Far Eye has this gravelly voice that I just love. It just adds a certain element to the music. If you haven't checked it out, the Cry Tough Dub Encounter Chapter 3 from 1980, go check out that record. That's one of my favorite records of all time, not only from Prince Far Eye, but in general. But we're going to hear this track here, and you'll get what I mean. He has this gravelly bass voice that you just don't often hear in dub and reggae and stuff like that. So here it is, right now, continuing with our happy birthday to the legendary Adrian Sherwood.
This is a composition about myself. When I was a youth, growing up in the ghetto. You see, I was born at a place called Santiago de la Vega. They call it Spanish Town. Because you see, Spanish Town was the first capital of Jamaica. Now we change over to Kingstown. So you see, Kingstown is the capital now. And first is first and second is nothing. Check it. I used to go to the Ebenezer Preparatory School. My teacher name was Miss Miller. You see, I never reached no great standard in school. She never learned me about the biology, neither the science. But you see, I get on with our same way. So I was in third standard at those times. Yeah, you see, I never finished school. So I leave school and go to a welding shop to do some welding. I'm there. Get tired. You see, that job gets so rough and tough that I have to leave it. Well, I start to play a sound system called Sir Mike the Musical Dragon. And you see, Sir Mike the Musical Dragon was a sound system doing a lot of job in the corporate area. So I was to stick around and be not a clown in town. Started playing sound. Then they start to call me King Cry Cry. You know, my brethren called Bunny Lee. Then he was the first one to record me a song called Great Ogle Mooga with a Hoot. Mommy knew Daddy Daddy John sent him. Michael LeBron from Langone Snart Hunting. That was my first 45 record. Yeah, you know. So start doing the business. Well, a Buckman called Enos MacLeod. I do a song for him called Let Your Rise. Let his enemies scatter. Let them that hate him free the poor and the swans make the poor the purpose of fire. You see, an inside man like you should name Prince. You're Prince Farai for me. You're not King Cry Cry. You're Prince Farai. That was a composition about myself, you see. I was born in San Diego de la Vigo. A place called Spanish Town, you see? So I happen to grow in Kingston Town. Where everything going on, you check? Yeah, I learned to play the dice. I learned to ride the bike. And I learned to chant on the mic. Got my first sound system that I play. His name's Sir Mike. The musical dragon, you see, some from San Diego de la Vega, down in Spanish Town, Kingston, Jamaica.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. Kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Every Thursday night.
Ah, you know not everybody talking mama girl can't dance.
7:30 till 9. Do you have a friend you can talk to? Do you have a friend you can trust? CKUW 95.9 FM.
What do I want? I want my fair share.
Adult kindergarten. Music for finger painting, playing in the sandbox, or playing tunes for your grandma.
The Dave Barber Cinematheque is your home for cult classics, insightful documentaries, and independent cinema from around the world and up-and-coming Winnipeg filmmakers. Located at 100 Arthur Street, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in Winnipeg since the 1980s. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. Show your CKUW Friends card and get member pricing for any regular screening. Shh.
And we are back. You are tuned into Radio Free Winnipeg here on CKUW 95.9 FM. You just heard Prince Far Eye with Autobiography. Another collaborator with Adrian Sherwood. He was the backing band is the Singers and Players, which is also a On You Sound project. Members of kind of Creation Rebel and Dub Syndicate and others. Excellent stuff. Was of course because of our little happy birthday to Adrian Sherwood, a man that, you know, he's done so much. You start looking at his credits and it's pretty incredible. But we'll get on to some more in a moment, but let's get into a bit of the events listings, events guides for this week. Of course, it's not everything. I just try to give you some options if you so choose to take advantage and get out there. Tonight, January the 20th, King Cobb Market Pub is doing its Electro Experimental Tuesdays, free at 8 p.m. And this is a night of music curated by Chris Mama Bauer, host of Sane Radio, heard on Wednesday nights, 8 to 9 p.m. And Ascension Sound Nathan, which is one of the members of Moses Mays, actually, and Forstein are all playing. So it should be a good night of maybe having a drink and listening to some mind-bending music. And also, Wednesday, January the 21st, down at the King Cobb Market Pub. It's on Ellis Avenue, right beside the West End Cultural Center. They got a great night tonight for Wednesday night for the Bella Vista Nights. Also free, 8 p.m., no cover. Rami Mays and Grant Siemens are playing. That should be a great night. Great music in a very intimate setting. How often are you going to be able to see Rami Mays playing a little bar like that? So that's happening tomorrow, Wednesday the 21st at 8 p.m. Thursday, January the 22nd, at the Handsome Daughter on Sherbrooke Street for Winterruption. For that, their Piss, Beth, and Tarp are all playing as a part of Winterruption, the little winter festival that happens as well. And there'll be a couple more. There's all sorts of Winterruption stuff happening all throughout this week, but that's Thursday night at the Handsome Daughter. And then also at Side Stage, which is on Osborne Street, just basically beside the Park Theater there for Winterruption. Open Mike Eagle, Crab Skull, and Egg are all playing there at 9 p.m. Also as a part of Winterruption. And it's a festival. It's a multi-venue festival. I guess it's sort of a bit like big fun was in a way. But I believe it's like West End and I think Real Love Winnipeg is involved in some way as well. So lots to check out all throughout this week. This is just a couple of events that you can go check out. And then on Sunday, January the 25th, a nice Sunday show. Hiss, Golden Messenger, and Christine Fellows are playing. That's at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $40 to $45. I believe the $45 is probably if you want to sit up in the balcony area. So that is just some of the things that are happening this week in and around town. So, you know, try to get out there. I know it's we were just talking about the weather and it's cold and everything, but hey, it's not a bad idea to try to get out there if you can. And I always like to also give those free options for people as well. A night out doesn't necessarily have to break the bank either. Continuing on with our little happy birthday to Adrian Sherwood, we're going to hear Eugenic Device. This is from New Age Steppers and Creation Rebel. This is off their amazing record, Threat to Creation. This definitely was a major gateway for me, a gateway drug, if you will, into dub and dub reggae. So we're going to hear Eugenic Device right now, continuing our happy birthday to Adrian Sherwood here on CKUW 95.9 FM. This is Radio Free Winnipeg.
Macho Man Randy
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing
means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
Oh, I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top.
Indeed, the cream rises to the top here on Radio Free Winnipeg on CKUW 95.9 FM. You just heard from New Age Steppers and Creation Rebel off the classic record Threat to Creation. That was Eugenic Device finishing up our happy birthday to Adrian Sherwood. Happy birthday, January the 20th. Well, that does it for me. So I'll talk to you all next week with a more regular, eclectic show. Here on Radio Free Winnipeg, but keep it locked in to CKUW 95.9 FM. Lots of great programming happening. Ron's Reviews coming up next. System Kids, Sonic Blanket, Whatever Gaze, On My Way Home, and much, much more. All happening Tuesday night here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Talk to you all next week. That about does her. Wraps are all up. Things seem to have worked out pretty good. And it was a pretty good story. Don't you think? Made me laugh to beat the band. Hearts anyway. I don't like goodbyes. But then I happen to know that there will be a show next week. And I guess that's how the whole darn human comedy keeps perpetuating itself. Down through the generations, westward to wagons, across the sands of time until we... look at me. I'm rambling again. Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you all down the trail.